Today, Washington State's Supreme Court takes up a case of religious liberty versus anti-discrimination, and it involves flowers. A florist refused to do the wedding arrangements for a same-sex couple, claiming it's against her religion. The couple and the state argue that's unlawful discrimination. The Northwest News Network's Anna King reports.
Back in 2013, Kurt Fried and Robert Ingersoll were engaged to be married. Ingersoll remembers it was on a Friday, his birthday, when he asked the couple's longtime florist, Arlene's Flowers, to do arrangements for their upcoming wedding.
We had gone to Arlene's for many years and enjoyed her service. She did a great job for us. So it was just natural for us to go there to have her do our flowers.
So when the shop's owner, Baron L. Stutzman, said no, it took a while for the refusal to sink in. Fried says they told more people that night and over the next few days. Most of their friends were shocked.
It feels incredibly marginalized to have essentially been turned away because of who we are and who we love.
The couple sued. The county superior court took up the case, and the judge ruled in the couple's favor. The shop owner appealed.
Arlene's Flowers is kind of one of those tiny strip mall businesses right off of a busy street called Lee Boulevard here in Richland, Washington. It's fairly busy. Cars pull in and pull out this morning as I'm standing outside here. And it's wedged between a Zips hamburger shop and a key bank.
All Americans should be free to peacefully live and operate consistent with their convictions without threat of government punishment.
Carrie Kupek is one of shop owner Baron L. Stutzman's lawyers from the Arizona-based group Alliance Defending Freedom. She argues Stutzman is an artist, and creating an arrangement specifically for a gay couple's wedding is against the florist's religious beliefs.
Under this kind of rationale that's happening in Washington State, a gay singer could be forced by the government to perform at, say, a religious conference that is promoting marriage as a man-woman union.
In addition to the couple's case against Arlene's Flowers, Washington State's Attorney General Bob Ferguson is also bringing a broader anti-discrimination case against the florist. It's being heard at the same time as the couple's case. Ferguson says that in 2006, the state expanded its anti-discrimination law. That made turning away customers based on sexual orientation unlawful, just like it's unlawful to turn away customers based on gender, religion, or race.
I'm Catholic, for example. If I go to a restaurant to celebrate the first communion of my young twins with my wife, the restaurant owner should not be able to say, "I'm sorry, Bob, we do not serve Catholics."
Back in 2014, the U.S. Supreme Court declined to hear a similar case involving a New Mexico wedding photographer. There, the state Supreme Court ruled it was against the law for a photographer to refuse to document a same-sex commitment ceremony. The couple here in Washington, Robert Ingersoll and Kurt Fried, know they could have gone elsewhere for their wedding flowers. But Ingersoll says they wanted to bring this lawsuit to fight discrimination.
I know that we're on the right side of the law and on the right side of history. I mean, yeah, we're a little nervous, but I feel good going into it.
Fried and Ingersoll did marry in 2013 without the help of Arlene's Flowers. The florist is still in business, just not doing any weddings. For NPR News, I'm Anna King in Richland, Washington.